Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday. Please, God, why? Don't never do that again, Sarge. Ever in the history of life or the future, really. Don't do that. That was unpleasant for everybody involved. How's everybody doing? How was your week? Everything, you know, good? No, maybe? I don't know. Possibly. OJ died, so I don't know. How do you take that? Finally, or oh, he's one of the greatest of all time. He is one of the greatest of all time. He was that dude was a powerhouse. And if you ever watched, I was gonna say Lethal Weapon. It's not Lethal Weapon. It's Naked Gun. So yeah, Naked Gun. He was awesome in it. So, and he was innocent. So we got that too. So. Innocent until proven guilty, and my boy was innocent as can be, so there we go. That's it. OJ died, so now you're gonna have to drink a different juice. Ha! 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 I am a child. So, gosh, man. I gotta get an oil change. Are you guys due for an oil change? Check it out right now. Check it out right now, because you might not be. Or you might be, because I am a little overdue. Yeah. My last oil change date was November, and I was due for an oil change 200 miles ago. Should I be okay? Yeah. You're probably okay for another 1,000 miles over your oil change thing. But why risk it? You gotta risk it for the biscuit, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, girl? Hey, gang gang, homie. Oh, I love talking like that in front of children. Makes me fucking laugh. Especially like preteens and teenagers. Be like, what's up, folk? How does it go, G? What it do, baby boo? What's crack-a-lackin' booty smacking? You chilling on your mac and you slipping on your pimping? Me? Hell no. I ain't tripping, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man. I had a lot of energy yesterday after I climbed. I did manual labor yesterday, delinquents. Manual labor! Less than 4 weeks after a back surgery, I'm climbing short tanks, 50 feet high. Hand pulling 36 samples after a back surgery. Yeah, there are people that take, you know, short-term disability on, like, a rotator cuff, and they don't even have surgery. I had surgery, and there I am, in the field, earning my bread, you know? Oh, man. But today, though, today I am in pain. Today I am screaming from the mountaintops that I cannot reach, that I can barely look at. Ouch. Just fucking ouch. But I'll be fine. I still have drugs. I still have drugs. Oh man. This weekend can't come fast enough. Why is it that weekends go faster than weeks? Jeez. I couldn't say the word weeks. Something's happening to me. I don't know. I'm getting something is going on. Am I getting like early onset something? I think I might be, because I don't know. I don't know if it's just stress or if I need like a nap. But man, I couldn't say weeks. Man, you spend a week in Hawaii and it feels like a weekend. You spend a weekend at work and it feels like a week. But who wants to work on the weekends? People that are the backbone of America. That's who. Those guys. The blue collar worker that the Democrat Party pretty much just lost. Which makes me laugh a lot. Makes me laugh crazy style. I think it's hilarious. Oh, man. Yeah, they're losing the black vote. They're losing the Democrat vote. And they're losing every vote. They're not going to win in November. I can't wait for November. I'm going to go out with my big old MAGA hat on, waving a fucking Israeli flag. Be like, get fucked, you cunts. Oh, I have something to say about, like, police brutality. Ready? Here we go. If you have a family member that was shot by the police after shooting at the police, sit down and shut the fuck up. Go mourn the child that you failed to raise, okay? And stop looking at this like a check from the state or the city that killed your kid. And it wasn't cold-blooded. It was self-defense. I can't. I'm done with all these fucking ignorant motherfuckers out there. Every time a fucking person of color gets killed by a cop, doesn't matter the color of the cop anymore. That doesn't matter. All cops are bad. Remember? ACAB? Some fucking family member comes out of the woodwork acting. Oh, they took him. They took my boy. Shut the fuck up. You're not even crying. God, your weave's barely hanging on from all your bullshit. Stop that fucking shit. God, I don't remember. I don't see. You never see one fucking white parent out there. Oh, oh my God. Stop doing that. Your kid got shot because he shot at the cops. Your kid is guilty. Unless your kid is guilty and you also happen to be white parents, then you're going to prison. Yeah, you're going to prison. Some kid fucking did something in 2001 and killed four people, and that's fucking horrific. Guilty. Throw the book at him. Life in prison. Death sentence. I don't give a shit. Okay? But don't let him out again. But his parents? His parents get to serve 10 years in prison. Time served, of which is already two, because they've been in prison for what their kid did for the last 2 years waiting for trial or sentencing or whatever. Both. And now, they're guilty. Your son kills people and it's your fault. Oh my God. So, if you shoot at the police department and the police kill you, does that mean the police get to kill you too? Is that how that works? What the fuck is going on with the justice system? Oh my God, it's so dumb. Don't judge the son for the sins of the father, okay? I guess we should turn that around and say, don't judge the father for the sins of the son, because apparently you can. Apparently you can, delinquents. If you have fucking horrible kids and they do something fucked up, you're guilty of it. Unless you're black. Yeah, fuck yeah, I said it. Fuck yeah, I said it. This is insane. It's fucking insane. White kid kills four people. White kid's parents sentenced to 10 years in prison? What? Shut the fuck up. You can even type that into Google. White kid's parents sentenced to 10 years in prison. Black kid shoots at cops, gets killed by cops. Cops are bad. What? What? Terrorist group attacks a sovereign nation, killing thousands of people, taking hostages. The sovereign nation responds with military action, and it's called a fucking genocide. What? What is happening? Hamas are the good guys? Biden sides with Hamas. Biden thinks Hamas needs their time. There needs to be a ceasefire. He claims it's for Gaza, but where do you think the aid's gonna go? Who's gonna pick up the aid, Joe? Hamas is. You're gonna build a fucking dock there, and you're going to give shit to fucking Hamas so they could sell it on the streets to the people that have nothing, that you want to give it to them for free. You want to give aid to these people for free, and they're taking it and they're selling it to the people that you want to give it to for free. And Israel's the bad guy. Israel is the bad. I can't stand this fucking country right now. You couldn't fucking make America worse if you tried. Like, you can have four fucking Democratic presidents in a row and it wouldn't be this fucked up what Joe has done. Israel's the bad guy? Israel's the aggressor? All cops are bad? Oh, fucking baby killers, them cops. Let's sentence the white kid's parents to 4 years. What? What? Y'all have fucking lost it, okay? Y'all have fucking lost it. Holy crap. I don't understand the mind thought. The mind think of the Democratic Party. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. Help me understand. Seriously. Help me understand how everything that I'm saying makes sense. Because it doesn't. It doesn't. Billions of dollars being spent out of taxpayer money and Trump giving corporate tax breaks is a bad thing. But you're spending way fucking more than you would have gotten from these corporations in taxes anyway. Hundreds upon billions of dollars. Why? Fucking why? But you don't want to give aid to Israel. Because, you know, you gotta, you know, because, you know, Hamas, you know, you gotta support Hamas. I mean, Gaza. If you want to say you want to, you know, support the people of Gaza or Palestine, then you're a fucking idiot. Okay? You just want to give Hamas more time. This is how fucking war works, assholes. You don't want to give Israel the means to protect themselves. True story. The guy that Senator, what is it, Tim Kaine, who was going to run for vice president with Hillary Clinton, he comes out and he's like, all right, Israel should be able to defend itself. They deserve the means to defend themselves. We should keep giving them that. But we have a lot of offensive weapons that they shouldn't be getting, that we shouldn't give them. Oh? Oh, really? You fucking assholes? You gotta be fucking kidding me with this shit. The world has gone nuts, ladies and gentlemen. The world has gone nuts. So in a time of peacekeeping, I am not going to curse for the next 5 minutes. And I know this is going to be hard, but I know I just went off on angry tangents, and people say I get too emotional, and I get it. So for the next 5-ish minutes, I am not going to curse. Wish me the best of luck, because I am totally going to need it. Oh man, you see these things, and you're like, why is this happening? How could this be happening in the world that we live in? And then you see things like, you know, they give you a little bit of hope. Like there was a poll for Gen Zers, you know, how I feel about Gen Z. But then, you know, there was a little ray of sunshine this morning when I saw them in this poll, Gen Z specific, over 1,000, almost 1,100 Gen Zers, you know, were polled in this. And 58%. 58% to 40% preferred Trump over Biden. Gen Z! 58% to 40%. Well done, okay? Well done. You know, I said that you guys were a little bit of failures, you know, but there's some of you out there that are, I know they're few and far between, I get it. But there are some Gen Zers out there that are conservatives. Especially that one that was making 3 times federal minimum wage and the dude could barely live. He's like, I can't live on this. Fox News was like, okay, we understand. We want to talk to this guy. They set up an interview with him. And the dude is so hardcore that he took his Fox interview during his 15-minute work break. Good job, Gen Z. I mean, you have hope. I have hope for you now. I do. I am proud. I am proud to say that you're not all worthless. Some other words that I wanted to use. And I was saying that in the middle of a yawn. So that's how that happens. Oh, man. Friday. It's Friday. What are you guys doing tonight? You guys going out and hitting up the clubs? Cutting a rug? You guys got like a grinder date or a Tinder date or what's the other ones? What's the ones where you just like meet up and do things? Is that Tinder? That's Tinder and like Grindr, but Grindr's like the gay one. What are the other? Bumble. Bumble's another one. You just meet up and release. Release the beast. Oh, man. Oh, to be young. When I was your age, back in my day, we had to go outside and actually conversate. You know? You gotta get shut down, right? You need to get shut down in order to stand up, you know? You need to get shut down in order to open back up? I don't remember. You gotta get knocked down to stand back up. You gotta stand up. It doesn't matter how many times you get knocked down. It matters how many times you get knocked down to stand back up. Rocky. Rocky said that. That dude is a poet. So, I'm seeing a lot of people ask people to dance is like through social media and cutesy little freaking like picture text messages. Just approach her or him and ask. Just freaking ask, man. You can do it. I remember junior high. Her name was Amanda. Yes. And I was like, hey, you want to go to the dance? She's like, absolutely not. She didn't say no. She said, absolutely not. And now she's married to a complete tool bag. I love it. And I'm living the dream over here. I am way better looking than this guy. However, when I was in junior high, I wasn't exactly peak, you know? Now I'm all, you know, I got a little bit of a dad bod, but if I wanted to, it would give me a month after I'm signed off to do things after this surgery. So I got 2 more weeks, and then they're going to sign me off on things, and I'm going to be going to the gym like a maniac. But anyway, junior high, yeah, skinny, scrawny, my hair parts, I have like a right side part, but I always wanted the middle part, right? I always tried to rock the middle part. So I'd always have this nice wave on the left side. But on the right side, I couldn't get it to wave the right way. You know? Think like Zach Morris, right? Or think of like Leonardo DiCaprio. Like young Leonardo DiCaprio from, I don't know, like Titanic. Okay? That middle part thing. You guys know what I'm talking about. Jonathan Taylor Thomas from Tool Time. You guys know what I mean. Like that. And, yeah, I wore flannel shirts, and around my waist, I tied another flannel around it. I didn't know how to do it. I was just figuring it out. But I asked, and she didn't say no. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, no. She said, absolutely not. And I'm fine. You need these things when you're young. You need these things when you're young. It sucks. Like, I mean, you get knocked out. And then, you know, I started getting more charismatic in high school. I dated a girl. What was her name? Kim, I think. Yep, that's the one I'm thinking about. Definitely Kim, right? We didn't even date long, but I don't even remember how we started dating. I think I just asked her, and she's like, "Yeah," or something. And we always like sat at the same lunch table. And then it was like, you know, it was one of those little ones, right? But it was like the first person like I dated in high school. And then, like, we broke up or whatever. But we were friends for the rest of... We're still friends now. And for 4 years in high school, there was always that... Me. Like, I was always drawn to her a little bit. And she was... There were times where, like, she dated other people. Like, there was a whole bunch of people. There was one guy that followed everybody I dated. And he's like, oh, okay. He dated her. Oh, they broke up. He comes in cleanup for me. His name's Jose. It's pretty fucking funny, actually. And then there was, I don't remember the other guy's name. Michael, who was a friend of mine. Anyway, throughout fucking high school, and even, you know, whenever we, throughout high school, there was always like this tension. Like, oh, I want to kiss him. Or I want to kiss her. It's great. It's great. I mean, it's good. That's, you build on your mistakes. You build on your failures. And I'm still friends with her today. Great. Awesome friendship. Fantastic. She babysit my dog once. Oh, that was a long time ago. Anyway, you need to fail in life to succeed. You can't just shoot your shot and miss and be like, oh, it's not for me. Hey, I haven't sworn. Have I sworn? I might have. I don't know. Anyway, you got to shoot your shot and miss. Delinquents. Otherwise, you're just going to be like, you're going to see other people succeeding. You're going to be like, what? How? I'm going to name that. That's the name of this podcast. This episode is called What? With a question mark and two exclamation points. You got to fail. And now, I mean, I dated other people in high school. Shout out to like Tracy. She was the main go-to. She's the main one. The great friends still to this day. I dated a girl named Stacy. There's a girl named Johanna. Liz, you know? Liz carried off into college. And then we broke up after... No, she broke up with me in a letter when I was in basic training. And then after basic training and after the army part, I was like charismatic as fuck. I was disciplined. I came back. I showed her how soldiers fucking, you know, fuck and stuff. She was mind blown. Mind blown. She was like, please come back. Come back to me. That's what you want. That's what you want. You want people that used to fuck with you back in the day that you denied, and you want them looking at you now like, God damn, he's hot. Damn, I missed it out. Damn, right? But you know what? There's a handicap. As charismatic and hilarious as I am, and I am. Okay? I know this. That's not me being conceited. That's just me being truthful. All right? I am awesome. Awesome. Okay? I'm short. I am short. It'd be like, girls could see me, and they'd be like, oh, everything about him is great. A little short, though. A little short. I wish it was a little bit taller. If he was taller, man. Now, don't get it twisted, okay? Just because I'm short doesn't mean I can't beat your boyfriend's ass. All right? Short guys are stocky. I know how to fucking wrestle. I have a low center of gravity. I'm trained, hand to hand. But I'm not trained for, like, octagon shit. I'm trained for, like, maiming you and crippling you for the rest of your life. You don't want to fight. You don't want to fight me. And I don't want to fight you. I'll end up allowing myself to get hit. Probably beat up in their eyes. I'll play defense. I'll ball up, you know. You don't want me to fight you. Because if I fight you, you're dead. You know? I don't know. Went off on a little bit of a tangent there. Because I have demons, you know? It's a switch. It's a little fucking switch in my head. And you don't want that switch to go off. So it's like Bruce Banner, Incredible Hulk shit. Honestly. Kinda, sorta. Yeah. Don't make me angry. You can make me angry. I can be fucking belligerently pissed off. And I'll end up bleeding and, you know, maybe knock a tooth out, give me a fucking black eye, you know, bruise my ribs, and I'm not going to throw a single shot, because if I do, I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to go at you, I'm going at your fucking friends. Is that your girlfriend? She's coming home with me, because she wants to, after what the fuck I do to you. You have to be solid in yourself. You got to be sure of it. Don't be unsure of yourself. It's you. You know what you're capable of. Whenever you think, oh, should I? Yes. Oh, can I possibly? Do I have the courage? Yes, you do. Everybody does. I mean, just do it. I mean, maybe I should start doing TikToks where I'd be like, hey, I think you're amazing. Just walk up to random fucking strangers. I think you're amazing. Would you want to catch coffee sometime? Get a coffee sometime? Right? My short ass. You just got to go up there with, you know, stature and charisma. I can't do it because I'm spoken for, right? But it would totally fucking work. Nobody walks up to nobody no more. Women love that shit. Even now. It's not Bumble. It's not Tinder. You're not swiping. You're not reading shit about false fucking pretenses. Be like, this is what I'm like. When you meet them, you're like, no, you're not. You're not like that at all. What? Uh-uh, you freaking liar. That. Just approach them. Make the talk. Do it. Take the step. Introduce yourself. Just the approach, you win points on that. You know what I mean? So, all right, delinquents. That's all I got to say about that. And I love you, and I'll talk to you next time. Next week. All right. Have a good weekend. Yeah. Love you. Bye.